I was on the Broadbeard Live podcast on Friday. Listen, the whole place is fucking... Listen, what I've done... So I don't know if you've noticed, it might fuck my feng shui up a wee bit. Like, it might totally fucking... I don't know if that's made up, but I do think there's a thing to it, man. I do think I've got... Like, things need to be a certain fucking way. I've moved everything round 90 degrees anti-clockwise because I've just put my... There's my job description is now up on the wall, but there's a fucking... So the way that they've built this thing, I didn't build it. I don't actually wish I did. I was talking to a guy the other day, my mate's dad came over, who I used to work with, a guy called Jordy, and he was telling me, he was like, you might need to get some sort of lining inside between, because right now the way that it's working in the workshop is it's a metal container, and then it's like a big fucking gap, and then there's the plasterboard, right? And he was like that. See if you're in here breathing, which is what I'm good. I usually do a bit of that, to be fair. If I'm doing a bit of breathing, right? A bit of heavy breathing when the door's shut, right? That's a fucking thing that's just came out of my head. See, when I was doing that podcast thing, right? Billy had said, there was four of us on it, right? There was me. I'm going to get somebody's name wrong because of a cunt. That's the only thing. I can't remember his second name, but his name's Jamie. He rides bikes. He's a motorbike guy. He goes on my motorbike. I'm fucking terrified of motorbikes. I used to go on a motorbike with my dad. So I did. My dad had a motorbike, so he did. And I used to go in the back of it with him. And I was like, fucking, even then I was terrified, to be fair. I don't really like them. They give me the fear. They give me the fear. And then I was talking to a guy in Auchinleck, right? I was painting a mural in Auchinleck fucking years ago, man. I got to paint the Beatles on that one because Auchinleck, there was a huge music thing. And sorry, I thought I'd just fucking seen a spider there in the corner, but it's not. It's just, there must be a draft in here. It's deadly cold as well. I mean, it's like, if you're watching this on the old video format, you'll see all the steam coming out of my fucking... It's not steam. It can't be steam because it's freezing. If it was steam, I'd be being boiled alive, which, to be fair, I would rather have right now. What the fuck was I talking about, man? Auchinleck, right? I was in Auchinleck, and what had happened was there used to be a huge music scene in Auchinleck. Like, there was a... I don't know the name of the hall. It might have just been the Auchinleck Hall, but loads and loads of bands played there, right? Like, big bands. David Bowie played there. Who else played there? The Animals played there. The Who played there. Other bands and stuff like that. That's what we were painting on the wall. It was me and a guy, Matt Cullors, we were painting this thing on the wall. And there's a picture of the Beatles, right? Because, as the story goes, I can't remember the name of the promoter, but someone was phoning up to get, like, to book bands. So the Beatles were on a tour, right? And they were trying to get booked in Auchinleck. Because that's the way it used to fucking be, right? That is the way that it used to fucking be. It used to be that when you'd done a UK tour, it was like fucking 1,200 dates. You played loads of village halls. Like, that's how it went. I remember hearing the story about... So, Thin Lizzy would take all their own backline, like, the whole fucking thing. It wasn't like a... Like now, well, like everything's there. Like, it's like, sorry, I need to fix this wee screen. Like, everything's there. Like, I think, not how when you play, not that I've played there, but not how the Hydro. One day I'd play, would I play the Hydro? I don't know if I'd want to play the Hydro. It seems like a big, cavernous, soulless, fucking joyless experience. Do you know what I mean? It seems like too fucking big. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's not, it's like fucking, do you know what I mean? Like, I kind of like when you see a band and you can see the whites in their eyes. Do you know what I mean? Like, you don't want to see a band who are basically ants when you look at them, but you then need to look at the big screen to see their faces. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't like that. Do you know what I mean? I'd like to play the Barrowlands. I've actually got footage of me in the Barrowlands, right? This is a true story. I've never told anyone this before, and it's the only place you'll hear it, right? As I've said before, this is the only place you'll get the truth. If you ever meet me in real life, I'll just fucking lie through my teeth. Because see, during that broadcast thing, I told about three or four lies. Like, just fucking a bald-faced lying. Because I wanted to fit in. I just wanted to be normal like the rest of the fucking people that were there. So, what was I actually talking about? I've not even finished the fucking Beatles story. Wait, what am I talking about? The Barrowlands. I was doing a bit of work with Colonel Mustard. Colonel Mustard had asked me, Colonel Mustard and the Dijon 5 had asked me to design this mad poster thing for the Barrowlands, but it was like all the people who'd played the Barrowlands. So what I'd done was, my mum had given me, some guy had came into my mum's work, right, and he was doing, They were doing this. I think it was in a Drossin Castle. I think it was on that. And a guy turned up, and there was like these big framed prints of a Drossin Castle. And then what had happened was, it was like they'd sat in a cupboard for fucking ages. And then my mum, God bless her cotton socks, she is. She's just like me in a way. In a way, she's like me. And then in another way, she's like the complete fucking opposite of me, right? But she'd walked into this cupboard, and these things had been sitting there for fuck knows how long, these big massive frames. They were like big A, big fucking things, A1, big fucking A1 poster things. And my mum went, oh, I know who'd use them. They're lovely frames. I know who'd use them. So she fucking gave them to me, right? So they sat in my workshop for like another fucking 2 years, right? And then when Colonel Mustard had asked me to do a thing, I was like, I know what I'll fucking do. I'll just bust one of these open, right? So I bust it open. And then what I done was I just pasted. I went on to that freeprint.com. You ever been on it? It does like, let me get comfortable, man. Oh my God, a huge big bit of water. It's not water, it's snot. A big frozen snotter just fell out my, I hope it wasn't my mouth. It just fell out my fucking nose, man. There's like a puddle. It looks like I've pissed myself. There's a fucking puddle in the middle of the floor. What the fuck was I talking about? Let me take a drink of tea. No, don't take a drink of tea. Finish the fucking story. What happened was, I bust the fucking frame open. I went on that freeprint.com and I just like went through a list of all the people that played the Barrowlands. Do you know what I mean? Like David Bowie, Primal Scream, like load, oh, just, you know, hundreds of fucking people have played the Barrowlands. Cypress Hill, all that sort of shit, right? And I stuck them all down, cut them all out, stuck them all down and just covered up our Drossin Castle with this thing, right? And then what happened was, because it was all glued together, the bit of paper, because I didn't have, because what the frame had happened, it was like the mount was on top of the thing, so I just fucking pasted it all together, and it made it all a bit kind of weird shaped. So when I put it back in the frame, it wasn't sitting in the frame right, so basically I just fucking gaffer taped up the sides, do you know what I mean? And then when I gave it to Colonel Mustard, the guy, one of the guys, is it David? David Blair had said, they're going to hang it up in the Barrowlands. I don't know if they ever did fucking hang it up in the Barrowlands, but if they did, that would be cool, because I would have a piece of art up in the Barrowlands. Anyway, they took us on a walk around the Barrowlands, because it was something to do with the fucking, it was during COVID and they were doing this thing in it or something, I can't really remember. But I had my camera with me, because I was filming stuff, right, because I was making all those YouTube videos at the time. So, and I was going around the thing, and I went, do you know what, fuck this, man. And I went, I can't go to the toilet. So I ran into the toilet, and I put the camera up, and I said, hello, my name's Tragic O'Hara, and one day I'm going to play in here, I'm going to play the Barrowlands. I filmed myself talking about playing in the Barrowlands, in the toilet, in the Barrowlands, right? That's what I done. I actually done that. I was like, right, now you've got that in footage, and then see, one day, when you play the Barrowlands, you can show that bit of footage. And the great thing about this thing that I'm telling you right now is, see, back then, I didn't really fucking, I thought, okay, what was it? Remember when I painted that mad Billy Connolly picture up at SWG3, up at Yardworks? I painted that mad looking Billy Connolly thing. It's on my TikTok, right? I was filming my face when I was talking, and I can't believe how fucking round it is. Like, I can't believe, it's like a fucking size 5 mitre. Like, do you know what I mean? I've got a face like a fucking basketball. It's like someone has taken one of the fucking Spalding basketballs, right, and fucking glued a ginger beard to it, and put a fucking hat on it, and might as well have just, that's what it fucking looked like, right? So when I was looking at it, I was like, fucking hell, I've lost a pound of fucking weight. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, and it's not been like I've been like, I've got to lose a fucking weight. I can't believe I'm talking about it again, but you know what I mean? I was like, holy fuck. So see all those videos, man? See all those videos? It would be like, fucking, if I put that out, you would go, oh fuck, that was a while ago, because look at the size of the cunt. Do you know what I mean? Look at the fucking size of them. But like, but then with AI, it won't matter anymore. See, the way AI's went, you could just fucking do what you want with your face, and you would just be like, oh, make me look 10 years older, and it'll do it. Do you know what I mean? The AI's going to fuck the whole thing up. I downloaded a thing the other day. I've not even finished the fucking Beatles thing. I've downloaded a thing the other day, right, where it was like an app that you take a picture of your dinner, and it tells you how many calories are in it, right? It's like, came up my Instagram, because obviously I'm a fucking fitness fanatic now. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm fucking half a push-up every day. And then, like, and it was like that. So I'm getting all these adverts for this stuff. And I was like, fuck off. Fuck off. There's no way. There's no way that if I take a picture of my dinner, it'll tell me how many calories are in it and, like, how much protein I'm getting and all that sort of shit. I was like, fuck off. There's no fucking way. So I've downloaded it, right? And I'm going to do it today. I'm going to do it today. I'm going to take a picture of everything I eat today, and I'm going to see if the fucker's right. And it could just lie to me. Like, there's no way. It's not like I'm ever going to read the back. I'm not going to look at the back of all the individual ingredients and be like, that fucking, look at this. Do you know what I mean? Right, so the Beatles, were they never got to Auchin Leck, because just like I never got to the end of the fucking story. What happened? What happened was, when the Beatles were doing their big tour, that's how we got there, because I was talking about all the fucking, because the PAs are there now. Like, you used to have to take the PA with you. You used to have to take all your backline with you, and your road crew installed everything. You never turned up and it was like there was stuff there that you could already use. Do you know what I mean? So, the guy, whoever it was, I don't know if it was Brian Epstein. Like, I don't know if it was Brian Epstein, but they were phoning up different venues and trying to get the Beatles in all these places. And they phoned up the guy that was doing the booking in Auchin Leck, right? And they were on the phone, and he was like, hello there, how you doing, son? Or whatever he would have said, Brian Epstein. It's a fuck, listen, if you've ever heard Brian Epstein speak, you don't need to now, because see what I just done there? It's exactly the fucking same as him. He would phone up like that, all right, Hugh, Shug, how you doing? Listen, I've got this band called The Beatles, right? How would you like to book them for Auchin Leck? And the guy on the phone's like, ah, what the fuck? The Beatles, you say, aye, what do they sound like? And Big Brizo's going like that. Big Epstein is going fucking, not Big Epstein. They can't really do that. See, if you don't say Brian before Epstein now, it sounds like a bit fucking, do you know what I mean? That guy, that's one of those surnames that is going to be an absolute bastard they have. Do you know what I mean? There's certain surnames and first names. I don't know about the first names thing. I've never met an Adolf. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's the, do you know, like, the fucking, do you know what I mean? Like, that's a way. And the only other Hitler I know is Eddie Hitler from Bottom. That's, I'm talking about the old fucking Hitler again. I don't want to be doing that. Let me take a drink of tea. I'm going to reset my brain and my palate. Lovely. What happened was, he's like that. What do they sound like? What do the Beatles sound like? Oh, they're a fucking, and Brian's like, oh, they're a fucking great band. You'd love them. Right? They do it. It's like fucking, like pop music. And he described what the Beatles were like. And the guy went, ah, we've got too many bands like that, man. We'll no bother. So it was, obviously it was before the Beatles were big. So Auchin Leck nearly had the Beatles, but they never got the Beatles because whoever had done the book, it was like, ah, there's fucking hundreds of bands up here that play that shite, son. Hundreds of bands. We don't want that. You got fucking Eddie Megadeth. We want to hear some fucking anal cunt. That's who we want to hear. That's an actual band, by the way, anal cunt. Just so you don't, just in case you don't know. I was in the Butchers the other day, right? Where the fuck am I going? I was in the Butchers. We'll tell you about this fucking broadcast thing eventually. I was in the Butchers the other day, right? And I walked in. And what was playing on the stereo? What was playing on the wireless? It was fucking, who was it? Oh, fuck, Jolene. It was Jolene by Dolly Parton, right? And the woman behind the counter was like, oh, fuck, you should have heard what was on 2 minutes ago. Such and such had all that fucking headbanger music on. I was like, oh, did you? What did you have? Like, Slayer? And he's like, no, just a load of kind of tunes for the noughties. And I was like, oh, right, me and you have got very different opinions of what headbanging is then. Do you know what I mean? Like, me and you are totally different. You know what I mean? Like, you can't exactly fucking headbang to fucking Butterfly by Crazy Train or whatever. Was that what they were called? Were they called Crazy Train? Or have I just said that because I like Ozzy Osbourne? Fuck knows. What the fuck was I talking about, man? Where the fuck was I going? I didn't think I'd have anything to talk about today. I done that broadcast live beard thing. The live beard thing where a guy gets on stage, right? And we watch him grow a beard live in front of everybody. It was riveting. It was fucking, the front row was packed. What I have to do is like, look at it. Fucking hell, it's rapid. He's rapidly growing that beard, isn't he? It was Jamie something or other, which is Calder. I want to say that, but I think I've made that up. But he rides motorbikes, right? He does the Isle of Man TT. Is that what you call it? No, it's not the Audi TT. That's a fucking car that people drive. The Isle of Man thing. Not Isle of Man, Isle of Wight. Fuck knows. He drives motorbikes, right? But he goes like 160 odd miles an hour on a fucking motorbike. On a fucking motorbike. I was like, fuck that shit, man. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's like fucking mental. That's like mental. That's like if you come off that, you skin your ass completely off. Do you know what I mean? Like, you would skin your ass so... See if you fell off a fucking motorbike at 168 miles an hour and you skidded in your fucking ass. Your ass would fucking sand away to nothing and your legs would come off. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's what would happen. It would just be... At one point when you were sliding on your fucking... what used to be your ass, you would see your legs fucking go ahead of you. Do you know what I mean? They would just fucking... They would just... float away ahead of you, but that wouldn't happen because of science. Physics wouldn't allow that. There's no way that, well, you, because all your body would be traveling at the same speed. Do you know what I mean? Like, your whole body would be traveling at the same speed while you were skidding along in your ass. And what would happen was, there's no way that your legs would accelerate. There's no way that your legs would accelerate once they've sanded off your body. Do you know what I mean? That's why the seatbelt's in the car. Because if you're fucking driving along at 60 miles an hour and you hit something in front of you that was going 0 miles an hour, you're still going 60 miles an hour. That's why the seatbelt stops you from doing that. Do you know what I mean? But do you know what I mean? Holy fuck. So I done that fucking broad beard thing, man, right? It was good. I thought it was good. I shat my... I'll tell you later. Like, right? The fucking people... Who was fucking there? Jack Jester was there. Who I might have mentioned before, I'm quite a fan of wrestling. So there was a bit of me that was like, oh, fuck, there's a fucking... Do you know what I mean? I got a bit starstruck, a bit like, holy fuck, I've actually seen you wrestle. Like, see, when I had a face like a fucking size 5 miter, I used to stand at the side of the ring and watch you. Like, and then it was Veronica Salt, myself, who's also involved, not me, Veronica's also involved in, like, ICW and wrestling and stuff like that. Billy Kirkwood is here, who's a good friend of mine, and JJ that owns Broadbeard, right? And that's what it was. I shat myself. I didn't shit myself. I did shit myself, but I didn't shit my... I wasn't shiting myself about doing it. Do you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't like... Like, you know how when I was doing the stand-up thing, I was terrified for fucking, like, a fortnight before it actually happened? Like, I was just like, oh, I'll just be fucking getting up and talking in front of people. There's loads of cunts there. I'm not anybody. Like, do you know what I mean? I'll hardly say anything. Do you know what I mean? And then... Sorry, pure burping. And then what happened was, when I got up there... Like, not when I got up there. I'll tell you the exact fucking minute that I shat myself, right, was when Billy came up to me and goes, do you want to go up the back and introduce us before we go on, and then we'll introduce you and Jack Jester to come on? I was like, what the fuck do you mean? He's like, well, the fucking, what I said, just go up the back, right? The person that's doing the sound will hand you the microphone. You say, ladies and gentlemen, fucking, yeah, 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 Billy Kirkwood and JJ from Broadbeard, and then we'll come on stage, and then we'll do a bit, and then you come on. And it was that. It's when he said, could you go introduce us, that I shat myself. And do you know what I mean? And then I was sitting next to the person that was doing sound, and I was like, I'm fucking terrified about it, actually. I was like that. I know their names, and I feel like I'm going to get them wrong. I felt like I was going to call them Jilly Gilmore and fucking BK for it. Do you know what I mean? I thought, I'll absolutely fuck this up. Like, so if I can... And then that's when the thing hit me, and I was like, holy fuck. And then... Luckily, right? This isn't fucking Jack Jester's fucking first rodeo, I'm assuming. He looked really comfortable. Like, he looked as if he'd done that before. He came on with a fucking lollipop and everything. I went on like a fucking shaking, like I just shaved my ass off on a motorbike. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's what I was like. And then I kind of settled into it eventually. Like, eventually I settled into it, right? But I was like, oh, fucking hell, why have I done this? Like, what the fuck have I done? Why do you do this shit to yourself, man? Like, I was fucking terrified about doing it. But I think it went well. I got a big laugh. There was a couple of things I was going to say. One of the things I was going to say was, there was one of the things that I said that just came out of my mouth and I didn't realise what I'd done when I'd said it, right? I'm going to find the clip. It's not out yet, but I'm going to put the, because it's filmed and it's going to come out as a podcast. You'll see it. Like, see, if you watch it and you hear me talk, you'll be like that. The big man's shiting himself. You would know, because see all that shaving your ass off thing and going to the butchers and Auchinleck and the Beatles and all that? That never happened. That didn't happen. That magic never happened, right? That fucking special spice never happened, because there's other people there, and I can't exactly just turn around and go, listen, can you all fuck up? You're about to see something very special, right? But I started to settle in because I said a thing and I got a big fucking laugh, but I didn't, it just fucking came out, right? And Jack Jester was talking about, because he was doing pantomime this year, and they were talking about what he was wearing, like what the clothes that he was wearing. And he was describing his get-up, and he said jodhpurs. He'd said jodhpurs. And I was like, that, what the fuck? Because we all had microphones. I felt like a rapper. Do you know what I mean? I had one of those fucking, I had an SM58, so I did. And I was like, what the fuck's a jodhpur? And they were like, that, it's like what you wear for riding horses. What would you wear if you were riding a horse? And I said a condom, right? And the police fucking erupted, and I was like, oh, holy fuck, right? I'm fucked. Oh, Jesus Christ, a fucking bicycle, right? That's made me feel much better. But then there was one of the things that Billy was saying and he was taught about wanking. He does a lot of that, a lot of talking about wanking. I don't know if he does a lot of wanking. I'm never there when he does that. But he was talking about the old wanking. And then he'd say the thing, and people were laughing, and he turns around to me and he goes, "That's so tragic. Where's the weirdest place you've ever had a wank?" And I go, "Oh, listen, I'm a recovering Catholic, as you know. Like, I don't talk about shit like that. I don't talk about shagging. You'll notice I don't talk about shit. I don't talk about shagging. It's not something that I'm particularly fucking into talking about, the old shagging, because I'm not, like, a mad rampant shagger. Like, know how I don't like to talk about it? I'm about to fucking talk about it. You'll never hear me talk about that stuff. That stuff, you'll never hear me talk about that. I don't talk about it because, let me take a drink of tea, because my mouth's about fucking, I don't know if it's because I'm facing a different direction. Maybe there's a vent there. Is there a vent there? Oh, I didn't tell you what I said to fucking, I never even told you that. Jordy was in, right? Let me tell you about Jordy. I'll tell you about Jordy before I start talking about shagging. Thank fuck. The two topics will never interline. I'll never talk about shagging Jordy. So what happened was, he came in, because he dropped off I'm friend with his son, right? So he dropped his son off here. We were doing a bit of painting. And he came in, and I was saying, "This is what I'm doing, Jordy." And me and him share a common dream. Our common dream is to build a house. So we were talking about it. I'd love to build a house. I want to own a field and build a shipping container house. And I know how I'd make it look and how I'd do it. That's what I want to do. And I want to have all my stuff around about me. I want to have donkeys. I want to have goats. I was telling him, he's like, "Oh, that sounds fucking great. I would love something similar." But we're talking about it. And what he'd said is, "See, because you're in here doing the heavy breathing, there's another story here. This is where this has happened. I've just realised why it's that. These two things are now going to, you're going to see it. You're going to need to let me explain it to you in great detail, but you're going to see where these two webs, where these two little strands in the web of shite that I am talking, where they interlink, right? Where they do this, where they fucking interlink." He says, "When you're in here doing the heavy breathing, what will happen is because it's cold in the outside, the condensation will hit that, go cold, and then you've got nothing there in between that and the plasterboard. So what you might need to do, it means you need to take it all off though. Maybe you're better not doing it," he says. "But if you need to put something in there that's going to stop that, that's going to trap it, like a vapor lock," like, or whatever he'd said. I was like, "Oh, fuck, is that what you're going to need to do?" So Billy was taught about wanking, right? Billy was taught about wanking. "Tragic, where's the strangest place you've ever had a wank?" And I clammed up. I didn't know what to say because I can't do it. I can't talk about shagging. That's it. I can't talk about it, right? I said, well, put it this way, I can talk about it, right? But I'd never talk about it in front of a room full of fucking people because there was loads of fucking people there. I think that's why I shat myself, because when I sat down, I seen how many people were there and I was like, fucking hell, there's a lot of people in this room and it's really dark and I don't know where they stop. Do you know what I mean? I don't know where the people stop because they can't fucking see. I was like, and I clammed up. I was like, "I'm not fucking telling you. I'm not telling you the strangest place I've ever had a wank. I can't talk about stuff like this. Recovering Catholic, right?" But then it dawned on me. I was like, fuck. Sorry, that would have been really loud. I apologise. And I've hurt my hand. I didn't mean that. From now on, I'll slap my thigh, which I suppose in a way is kind of ties in with this too. But I was like, fuck, I could have said this. So what's happening, I'm going to tell you about, I'm going to see the guy that's just said for the last fucking 50 minutes, "I don't talk about wanking." I'm going to fucking tell you about wanking. What had happened was, so know how I got a vasectomy? If you're new to the podcast, you won't know. You'll need to go dig through. You'll need to go dig through all these absolute gems and find the one about my vasectomy. So I got my vasectomy, right? And then you need to do a test. They need to test your semen. That's what they need to do. So they give you a cup. That was my first thing where I was like, fucking hell, how the fuck do you get? I know how to piss in a cup. Like, I've pissed in enough bottles in my life that I know that I have. I've done loads of that. I've done loads of pissing in bottles. Like, fucking too much, if anything. Like, too much. Much more than the average human being, I would say. I think if you were to line up, it would need to all be men, because I can't imagine it would be very easy to piss in a bottle if you had a fanny. Do you know what I mean? Like, it would be terrible. It'd be fucking the worst job ever. Like, see if you had a fanny and someone says, "Do us a favour, just piss in that bottle, would you?" You'd be like, "I'm fucking where? Where?" Do you know what I mean? You need to make your fucking living room look like American Psycho. You need to sellotape all that fucking stuff down, because you'd make an awful fucking mess pissing in a bottle if you had a fanny. So I'm assuming. I've never looked at a... I've never had a close-up look at a fanny while it's pissing. Do you know what I mean? Like, never. I have seen... I remember, oh, for fuck's sake, this has just came back. I'm not going to tell you who, because it's fucking deathly embarrassing, right? But there was one time I was at a friend's house, right? And they went, I found my dad's fucking porno stash. I was like, did you? Holy fuck. And do you want me to put some of it on? I was like, listen, the day that I see... The day that I turn around and go, no, I'd fucking watch your dad's porno stash. No, I don't want to fucking watch that. The day that I say no is the day that there's something fucking seriously wrong with me. I don't like talking about the old shagging, but I'm more than happy to watch it. So they went away and they got this fucking... They fucking... Sorry. They went away and they got this these fucking videos, and they put this video in, and as soon as they put it on, it was a woman pissing all over the guy. That's what it was. It was the fucking first thing that happened, right? I was like, holy fuck. People watch this. This is what people watch. That's what it was. She was pissing all over the fucking guy. And the first thing I thought is, what did that guy do to her? Like, what did that guy must have done something fucking terrible? Because she unleashed about fucking... About 50 litres, like a fucking... Know how those big things that you get? They're like 1,000 litres. The big 1,000 litres things that you see in farms. It was like that amount of pish. That's how much it was. It was fucking going all over the place. And I don't know if the guy was enjoying it. I need to put that tea down. I don't know if the guy was enjoying it. Maybe I should talk about shagging more often. Right, so what had happened was... Let me actually take a drink of tea. It's still too hot, man. What actually happened? What the fuck was I talking about? My vasectomy, right? So I got the... They give you the tub. Was I talking about that, or did I move on to pissing in bottles? Have I got any other pissing in bottles stories? Fuck knows, they'll just appear. They'll just appear. I have got one. I have got one, but I feel like I'm just doing a pure... Oh, I'm going to need to say it now, aren't I? I'm going to need to say it now. It's like one of those unwritten laws that's inside my head. I know when it starts to come out, it's going to need to. Do you know what I mean? Like, I know when it starts. Right, so I can't name them. I can't name my friends, right? But I've got two friends... Right, so I used to live when in my mum's house. I was in the loft. I've told you that. I was in the loft at my mum's house. That's where I used to stay, right? When I was living there, that's where I lived when I was a teenager, right? I don't know what age I was, maybe fucking 19 or something like that. And I've got these two friends, right? I've got two friends. They're still my friends today, but what happened was there was a bit just outside my room where the boiler sat, right? So it's like a wee, and then you'd go up the stairs, so it was like a wee kind of, I don't know, like a wee space, do you know what I mean? But it wasn't inside the bedroom, but it wasn't like down the stairs. And what had happened was, me and my friends, what we used to do, right, fucking hell, what we used to do, I'm so glad I don't drink now. I really am so glad I don't drink. I met a couple of drunk people yesterday, so I did, and I remember, and when I was talking to them, I was like, I'm so glad I fucking gave that shit up, man. Like the... let me take a drink of tea. I need a water. There's water there, but it's been... There's a big fucking bottle of water there, but it's been there for about, I don't know, since I moved in here, and I don't really fancy drinking that. Let me get this. There's a thing in my throat. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think it's interfering with the way that I'm talking. That didn't help at all. So... What we used to do when I was a heavy drinker is we'd go and buy, because I was a heavy drinker, like I can't fucking lie, you don't get a face that looks like a basketball because you're doing push-ups all the fucking time. We used to go and buy 2 litre bottles of Strongbow, multiple 2 litre bottles of Strongbow. When you get them for £1.19, I think it was £1.19 or £1.89, I can't remember. They kept getting up and up and up, so they did, they kept getting up and up and up, and I couldn't drink any other cider because... The Frosty Jack would give me... I'd get instant heartburn and I'd have a terrible night when I was drinking the Frosty Jack because it was too pale. It's too pale a cider and it would give me heartburn and it was so it was and I couldn't enjoy myself. So, and what we done was this particular time, we all had a go. We all decided, I don't know why, it was probably my idea. That's the thing as well. I met one of these friends at a wedding a while ago. And it was the first time my wife had ever met this friend, my good lady wife. It's the first time she'd ever met this friend. And he went and told my good lady wife all these stories that I couldn't remember. Like, apparently at one point I convinced them all to climb a roller coaster. Right? I convinced all the people there that we should climb to the top of this fucking roller coaster because we were steaming and we'd fucking broke into this thing, right? And then I was like, I don't remember this. And he's like, it was always you. He said, it was always you. Whenever it went too far, it was always you that started it. And I was like, was it? Because I remember it was you. And he's like, fucking wasn't me. It was fucking you. So, this friend, we all done this thing. It was definitely me. And I'd said, you're not allowed to piss. That's you. As soon as you start drinking all these ciders, you're not allowed to piss. You need to hold it in, right? And then what we do is, we take one of the empty bottles of cider and we piss inside the bottle. This was definitely me. This has got me written all over it. That thing's cleared out my throat now. You'll be happy. If I swallowed it down, it was fucking revolting. So it was. Just so you know, hope you're not eating your breakfast. And we'll see how much piss. Whoever's got the most piss wins. Basically, that's what that was the concept. Whoever's got the most piss wins. So we'd all took turns pissing in this bottle, right? And one of my friends has an abnormally long foreskin. Do you know what I mean? Like, this is why I can't tell you names. They have an abnormally long foreskin. The only way to describe it would be, imagine a football sock, right? With a tin of beans. Sorry. With a tin of beans pushed. Oh, fuck my arse. With a tin of beans pushed down the bottom and you held it. If you're holding the tin of beans, the way that it drips down, that's the way the foreskin looks. I don't know what it looks like when it's hard. I don't know. We never get that far. But I don't know if it was ever, whenever he was erect, whether it took up all the gap. Do you know what I mean? Because some men are growers, not showers. So I've heard. It's another thing that I can't do. I don't think I've ever really looked at. Do you know what I mean? I've never had a really good long look at someone else's willy. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's never been anything that I've ever... Do you know what I mean? Like, I've never been... I don't know if it's the same for anyone else, but I've never... Well, it might have been, but, like, if you're a woman, I suppose, if you were into willies, because some women aren't into willies, some women are into other things, do you know what I mean? As is the nature of this fucking sex, do you know what I mean? It's a wonderful thing, like, full of weird shit and islands and folk called Epstein. Like, it can be a wonderful thing, but it can also be an absolute fucking nightmare. I think that's what happens. See, when you've got too much money... I think this is what happens. This is why I think the last thing you need is too much money. What you need is just enough money. Do you know what I mean? Because if you end up with too much money and you can get everything, you end up just going and doing horrible shaggy things. Like, that's how it works. And the last thing I want to do is horrible shaggy things because I'm really awkward and I can't really talk about that sort of stuff. When people ask me about wanking in front of folk, I clam up and go, I can't talk about this, Billy, don't make me. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's fucking weird. Anyway... My friend with the abnormally long foreskin, oh God, I love him so much. What had happened was, we'd all went round the corner at this thing, because I never had a door in my room for ages. My mum never put a door in my room till I left, right? I fuck knows why, do you know what I mean? Because it wasn't as if there was anybody at the top of the stairs looking round and going, is that a vase you're smoking? Do you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't anything like that sort of stuff. But she put a door on it and the room's fucking roasting now. Anyway, that's another fucking story. So what had happened is my friend, we'd all took turns, so I went round first and I pissed in this bottle. And I came round and I was like, I've got this much pish, right? Then my other friend went round and pished in the bottle and went, look, I've got this much pish. Then my other friend with the long foreskin went in and was pishing in the bottle, but I think he would have had to, like, poke the end of his foreskin inside the top of the bottle, so because it would be like a fucking water weasel, no, those things that you get. Oh, fuck. It's like a water fight and it's like fucking flaps about the place like that and all the water goes everywhere. It'd be a bit like that, right? So he'd thumbed in his foreskin at the top of this thing and he started pissing. And because he was pissing in the bottle in such a confined space with his foreskin flapping, it started going... It started making that noise. And as soon as it started going... like that, the two of us just started fucking laughing, and because we started laughing, he started laughing, and because he started laughing, it started going like that while he pished the bottle. Oh fuck, what was I talking about? I was talking about wanking. Oh, so fucking, I think that's it. Why the fuck did I get there anyway? I had to drop a specimen in after my vasectomy. That's what I had to do, right? And I was like, how the fuck did you get it in a cup? It was just dead weird. I didn't like it. And then it was a fucking... You put it in a bag and you sign a form and then you hand it over to a nurse. Do you know what I mean? There's just something fucking terribly... I had a terrible feeling handing over a cup of my fucking spunk to a woman. Do you know what I mean? Like, here you go. Like, I mean, put that in your tea. Do you know? mean? Like, it's fucking, it was fucking, I just didn't enjoy the experience at all. There was nothing in there that I walked out and going, I fucking can't wait to do that again. What a laugh. Anyway, it was over Christmas, and they test to make sure that you're not still fucking, do you know what I mean? Like, you're still not, whatever you would say, fertile. Like, you're, do you know what I mean? And I get listen, the postman just left at my doorstep. I think he knew it was in it. It was this big, massive fucking bag. And I came in one day from my work, and my good lady wife went, a package just came for you, and it was just fucked in the side of the curb. Do you know what I mean? So she passes it over to me, and I'm like, what the fuck's this? And I opened it up, and it was a fucking, another cup. And I was like, why is there another cup in here? And then it said in the fucking letter that, like, my test had came back, and they'd still found sperm. And I was like, what the fuck? Am I going to need to go in for another fucking vasectomy? Like, fuck me, like, what the fuck's happening? And she, my good lady wife was went, maybe it's just because, like, well, I had two kids, so maybe you're going to go through two of these. And I was like, yeah, but I don't think that the fucking, the people that performed the vasectomy on me went, how many kids have you got? And I was like, I've got two kids. And they thought, well, we'll fuck the first one up, because your wife will, she'll be happy that you'll need to come in here and get this done a second time. Do you know what I mean? I don't think that's how it worked. But anyway, I was like, fucking hell. So I thought it, because I fucking shat myself. I was like, fucking hell, I'm still fucking radioactive. What am I doing? Don't touch me. Don't come anywhere fucking near me. Like, fucking stay back. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, because I'm fucking, listen, I see if it happened. See if my good lady wife turns around to me and goes like, listen, I'm pregnant, by the way. I'd be like, oh, fucking, that's wonderful. But if I could choose for it not to happen, I'd fucking choose for it not to happen. Do you know what I mean? Because, like, it's fucking hard. What, I think that bit of me's done. I couldn't imagine going back. Do you know what I mean? Like, we've got family that have just had, like, a little baby. And you look at them with a little baby and you go, oh, it's dead nice. And then they give you the little baby and you're, oh, you're a lovely wee thing. And then I hand the baby back and I go, that's a really nice feeling. That's a really nice feeling, because I don't know, but I never slept for fucking ages, man. Like, I never got a fucking sleep. Fucking ages. And then what had happened was, we were talking about this the other day, because it was my youngest's birthday yesterday. That's why I was in Glasgow talking to fucking drunk people, because I was in, because it was his birthday, and he was like, can I go to the pub, dad? I was like, you're 9, of course you can go to the fucking pub. Like, that's what it was, right? And fucking, so see, when he was, when he was tiny wee, he would, we'd be downstairs watching TV when the two of them were in bed, right? And he would wake up, and, or like, if he woke up in the middle of the night, that would be it, like, something like that. Like, if he woke up in the middle of the night, obviously we would take turns, because we're a modern family. Do you know what I mean? It's not just like, I've got a cock, you need to do it all. Do you know what I mean? Like, because as I've said before, I hate that shit. I think that's the fucking worst thing ever. Like that, like, oh, sorry, I don't do the dishes because I've got a ball sack. Like, it's a lot of fucking made up pish. And I'll tell you who made it up. A guy. A fucking guy made that up. There's no way. There's no fucking way a woman went like that. Well, what I think's probably right is I'll do all the cooking and cleaning because you've got a willy. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's no way they made that. It's a fucking guy made that up. Do you know what I mean? Like, fuck's sake, you need to be stupid to think anything other than that. But let me take a drink of tea. Fucking hell, what am I talking about, man? So, during the middle of the night, if my youngest woke up, you would hear him doing this whimper. Do you know what I mean? You would hear him, and we'd take turns, and I'd go through. And when I went through, he'd go absolutely fucking nuts because he wanted nothing to do with me. And the only way I can describe it is, have you ever seen The Dark Knight? See The Dark Knight, the Batman film, right? I can't remember the name of the guy, the actual name of the person, right? But Harvey Dent, I know it's Harvey Dent, I don't know his real name, but Harvey Dent. See when the Joker has tied up Harvey Dent, I might be ruining a bit of the film for you, but you know, fuck it, it's been out for ages, do you know what I mean? Like, it's not like a major twist. I've got a friend who done that. I've got a friend who ruined Fight Club and The Sixth Sense for me. Just because he can't hold his own water. Do you know what I mean? Like, he needs to push in bottles everywhere he goes. He can't fucking hold it in. He just has to tell you, I've seen this great film, and then he'll tell you, and you'll be like, oh, gee, you fucking bastard. Do you know what I mean? He done it. Two of the biggest, like, plot twists in my cinema generation's history, he fucking shat all over. Anyway, I still fucking, every time, sometimes I still look at them, I go, I fucking hate you. Because of that, do you know what I mean? Because they are two absolute fucking belters. Sorry, I'm pure kick-upping and burping and all sorts. Everything's happening. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, they are two absolute fucking belters. Anyway, in the film, there's a bit where the Joker is tied up. Is her name Rachel? Rachel? I think her name's Rachel. He's tied up Rachel and put her in one building and tied up Harvey Dent and put him in another building. And Batman's like that. I'm not saving Harvey Dent. Fuck Harvey Dent. I'm going to go save Rachel because he's Batman. And I think he's got a bit of a thing for Rachel. Do you know what I mean? This is before Catwoman comes along. So like fucking, he's like, and then he forgets about Rachel. Then he's like, fucking, by that time he's like, I'm fucking well past her. Do you know what I mean? Because she's dead at this point. So what had happened was, he thinks he's saving, I think her name's Rachel. And he's not, I mean, it's probably not Rachel, but he's a way to save her. And then when he walks in, it's not her. It's Harvey Dent. And he starts going absolutely fucking nuts, going, no! Because he doesn't want him. He's like, don't save me, save her. That's the noise that my youngest used to make when I'd walk into the room. He'd flap about like Harvey Dent tied to a chair in a fucking room full of napalm when he seen it was me because he wanted his mum. He'd be like, no! Not you! Not you! You're screaming at me. Just they fucking hated me. You know what I mean? What was I talking about? I'm still talking about wanking. How the fuck can I go? That's fucking, there's something wrong there when you can do about the old, when you can jump from one thing to the next and then you start talking about your kids. Like, fucking hell. Why was I talking about that anyway? Jesus Christ. So see, I really hope that there's no one here today. I've turned up, it's a Sunday. It's a Sunday, so there shouldn't be anyone here because I've done a lot of wanking shouting. And I was also doing a lot of shouting there. And do you know what I mean? If it was like a normal everyday work day, like the guys in there and the fucking, because like the BT people work just through that fence. And I already think, they think, what the fuck does that guy do? Like, what the fuck does that guy do? Anytime we fucking see him, he's in there talking to him fucking self. Or he's out here painting fucking pictures. What the fuck is this guy's job? How the fuck does he survive? How do I need to turn up every fucking day, wash my fucking van, go and lay cable or whatever fucking BT do, because I don't think they do fucking hellish much either, to be fair, right? Do you know what I mean? Like, and that prick just fucking funs about the place with his fucking long hair and his earrings, and he does fuck all. What the fuck is that guy's job? Nothing, to be fair. That is it. That is pretty much it. Every so often I go and I paint something for somebody else. It's a good job. Like, it is a fucking good job. Like, it's better than some of the fucking jobs I've had. Anyway, right? What was I talking about? Wanking. Right, we're back in the room. Billy had said to me, he'd went, where's the strangest place you've ever had a wank? And I clammed up. And what I should have said was, it hasn't happened yet, but this is what's going to happen. Because when I phoned up to book my other vasectomy, the guy's like that to me. We need it fresher. We need a fresher sample. And it... So what you're going to need to do is just come in, I'll hold my hand out, you fucking wank into my hand and I'll just run through and I'll fucking throw it in the machine. I'll Spider-Man it into the fucking, into the machine. What he'd said was, you're going to need to book a room. You're going to need to book a room because we need it within an hour. The last time I had a 4-hour window, do you know what I mean? The last time I had a 4-hour, it was fucking demeaning, do you know what I mean? My wife took the kid to have it in there for fucking 9:45. My good lady wife took the two boys into school. And do you know what I mean? Then I need to go, right, well, I'm away to fuck it. And she's like, right, good, I best of luck. Do you know what I mean? And then I need to go up the stairs and fucking wank into a cup. Into a cup and then take it in and hand it to a woman. That was fucking weird, man. Now what I need to do is I need to go up. They've booked me a private room, right? Book me a private room. I then need to fucking do the deed in there and then get it to the other end of the hospital in less than an hour. It sounds like a James Bond film. Do you know what I mean? It sounds like the new James Bond film. Like, listen, your mission, if you wish to accept it, Mr. Bond, is to wank into this cup and get it to the other end of the hospital before it self-destructs. I don't know why I'm laughing so much at my own shit today. I don't know, 222. I don't know, it just came up on my screen. I don't know why I'm laughing so much at my thing. Do you know, this is the thing, right? That's what I'd have said to Billy. That's what I would have said if I could go back, right? But there was a point when we were talking about, you should go listen to it and let me know what you think, right? But like, there was a bit where we were talking about, someone had asked a question in the audience about celebrity willies, right? And what's the, I lied and said I'd seen a celebrity willie, but I hadn't. But I have seen it, but I'd seen it on the TV. I hadn't seen it on in real life. And it's now that I was thinking back, it was like, they mean a real life willie, not a fucking fake willie. They don't mean a fake willie that's on the TV. Talk about fake willies. I can't tell you that story. I can't. Can I tell you? Fuck it. Will I tell you? Oh, I really don't want to because it's traumatic for me, but I'm going to need to fucking, I'm fucking bastard. Right, I'm going to need to tell this fucking story now, man. Oh! This is because Billy asked me about wanking. Fuck you, Billy Kirkwood. I can't believe you've done this to me, man. Oh, fucking hell. Right, so, years ago, when I was a wee, I was a fucking wee boy. I don't know what age I was, man. I don't know, but it was traumatising, right? I was about fucking 7 or 8 or something, right? And I was looking at my uncle. My uncle Paul used to tape the wrestling for me. That's what he used to do. He used to tape wrestling for me, and he'd give me tapes, and it'd be like Royal Rumbles and WrestleManias. It was only the pay-per-views, do you know what I mean? He would do that. And then another uncle, because we didn't have Sky, had another uncle that lived up the road who used to, he called it Nickeldon, but Nickelodeon. He used to tape Nickeldon for me. This is what he used to do, and he'd tape it off the TV. And when I was a wee boy, my mum's going to fucking hate me for this. She is going to fucking hate me for this. But to be fair, it sounds more like my dad. Do you know what I mean? This sounds more like it was my fucking father than it was my mother. So when I was a wee boy, I was looking for a videotape so I could watch fucking Nickeldon or wrestling or fucking something. And I put this tape in and it came on the TV, right? And it was a guy. Oh, it was a guy and his name was Long Dong Silver, right? His name was Long Dong Silver. I'd fucking need to write a poem about this man. There needs to be a story about this guy. He's a real person. This actually fucking happens. You can Google him, right? And it was Long Dong Silver. And he had a fake willy. He had a big fake long willy, right? And I knew it was fake when I was looking at it. Do you know what I mean? I could see the fucking, the styrofoam lines and the glue and all that. But he fucking, this, it was massive, man. I mean, there's no way. See if you had a willy that long. See if you like, when the guy was standing up, it was dragging along the floor. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's no, if you had one that, it'd be debilitating. Could you imagine trying to piss in a bottle in your mate's house with a willy that fucking long? And I was watching this fucking tape. Like, I put it in and it was like, and this guy was doing the helicopter, man. He was swinging it around his head. He was fucking catching cows. He was fucking, do you know what I mean? He was doing all this sort of shit with this big fucking long walloper. And it fucking traumatized me, man. I was like, what the fuck, man? How's this tape ended up in my house? And it's not as if I could go in and chap the bedroom door and go, I've just found a TV. I've just put on a TV and there's a guy with a big long willy and he's been swinging about. It's not as if I could have fucking do that. So I swallowed that. I just kept that inside forever. You know what I mean? That's just been in there for the age. I told my mum about it. I did tell my mum about it. My mum said a couple of things, right, in her time. So she has, she's going to fucking hate me for this, man. She's going to fucking hate me, but it's funny. It's funny, and she's lovely. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not like you're going to hear this story and go, I can't believe that woman done that to him. That's fucking, she just is what she is, right? So that one with the Long Dong Silver thing, I remember telling her that, and she was like, that was definitely your dad. That is fucking definitely your dad. That's got fuck all to do with me. And I was like, right, cool, man. I always just maybe thought that what had happened was someone was taping fucking Sports Scene or something, and just, not how you would just, because you couldn't, we didn't have the TV that you could program that would like switch off at a certain time, and maybe it just accidentally taped something late at night, and that's what happens when Sports Scene's finished. Do you know what I mean? Like, Sports Scene's finished and the Long Dongs come out. Do you know what I mean? Like, and there's a guy, this is what I was talking about. There's a guy that fucking introduces everything like that. Like, listen, and today on Long Dong Daily, like, here's fucking Long Dong Silver with his fucking 9.5 inch, it was feet. It wasn't inches, it was feet. It was fucking massive. Do you know what I mean? So we were watching Channel 5 one time, which is, as soon as you say I was watching Channel 5 with my mum, you know where this is fucking going, man, right? And we were watching Channel 5 and there was a thing on it called The Farm, right? I don't know if you remember this. And it was like celebrities that were on this farm. And it was on, it was like an advert for it or something like that. And my mum had went like that. Apparently there's a fucking porn star on that thing. And I was like, there is a porn star on that. See that guy there with the moustache, Ron Jeremy? That's him there. And my mum went, I've never seen him. I've never seen him. And I was like, have you fucking not? No, have you seen many? Like, Jesus Christ, mother. Like, anyway, what the fuck was I talking about? What I noticed when I was doing it, right? What I noticed when I was doing, not any of that stuff, when I was doing the live podcast was, they were talking about celebrity willies, right? They were talking about celebrity willies. And I started talking about, it sounds like a game show. It sounds like a game show. Not how you get the masked singer Imagine it was like that, and what it is it's a door with like someone painted on it, but there's a hole, and what happens is you're standing there and then somebody just pops their willy through the thing and you need to guess who the celebrity is based on the bell end. Do you know what I mean? And it was like, so what I noticed was I was making stuff up about things and people were laughing at the things I was saying. Do you know what I mean? Like, I wasn't telling stories that actually happened. I was taking things that people were saying and just talking about a shite about it, and people were laughing. And I went, maybe this is, they're actually quite good at that. Like, do you know what I mean? Maybe this is what you're, maybe you're relying too much on things that have happened to you. And really what you should be doing is going into the absurdity that happens in your brain. Like, if you were going 168 miles an hour on a fucking motorbike and you fell off it and you shaved your arse off. Do you know what I mean? Like, you were arseless because because you decided to fucking race in an Isle of Man race or something like that. Listen, I had a whole bunch of things I was going to say to you. I had a whole bunch of things that I just don't think I'm going to do. I think that's me. I think I've got, I don't even know how long this has been, but I think that's it. I'm just going to end this here. I done this today on the Sunday because the schools are off tomorrow on Tuesday, so I couldn't do it on the Monday because I'd be, I've got the younglings and we're going to go do a thing, right? We're going to go to, where are we going to go? I said to them when we go to a bird sanctuary, when we were getting the train up to Glasgow yesterday, we were going by Lochwinnoch, we were going by that, and we passed the bird sanctuary, and my youngest was like, there's the bird sanctuary. I was like, do you want to go there on Monday? We'll just get the train up. And he was like, yeah. And I said to my eldest, he's like, yeah, let's do that. I was like, well, that's what we'll do. We'll go and look at, we'll go to the bird sanctuary on Monday. So I'm not doing a podcast because I'll be in the bird sanctuary. That's it. So anyway, right? Anyway, listen, when that comes out, go and give it a listen to. I'll be honest with you, right? I don't think for the first bit I was my best. I don't think it, for the first bit I was at my best. But eventually I settle into it, right? And I think that improv bit, I actually quite like that. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, I think I'd do well. I think I'd do well with a live thing if folk just gave me questions. Do you know what I mean? And it was like, here's a question. And I would just fucking go for it. Do you know what I mean? I think I'd do quite well with that. Anyway, I'm just going to leave this here, right? I hope it's been a good one. I've enjoyed it. I've totally enjoyed it. I've never laughed so much at my own shit, ever. Do you know what I mean? Like, but that was fucking, I think I've done well in this one. What, am I 102? Maybe that's what it was. The first 100 were just a warm-up. That's what it was. That just took me 100. I need to do 100 of anything just to fucking warm up, right? So, thank you very much for your time, because it's the most important thing you've got, and I will catch you next time on Confessions of a Walrus Chaser.